Afterward. Walking in an agoraphobic's wonderland. When was Gather Yourselves Together written? No one knows for sure, but two of Philip K. Dick's biographers, Lawrence Sutton and Greg Rickman, assert that Gather is Dick's first surviving novel. Sutton dates it between 1949 and 1950, while Rickman's only assertion is that Dick must have finished it before joining the Scott Meredith Agency in 1952. Andy Watson, publisher WCS Books, and I exchanged voluminous electronic mail hashing out this question. Andy believes that Voices from the Street, a much cruder novel, and the only remaining unpublished Philip K. Dick novel manuscript, was written first. An opinion shared by Paul Williams. I'm inclined to side with Sutton and Rickman, whose circumstantial evidence for Gather being first I find more compelling. However, Andy suggests, and I'm inclined to agree, that Gather may have been polished up at some later date. So, if we figure Gather is written between 1949 and 1951, just to cover all the bases, what and where was Phil Dick at the time? He was living in Berkeley, working at Art Music. He had already been married and divorced once, and was probably seeing Cleo Apostolidis, whom he wed in June of 1950. In the fall of 1949, he tried attending the University of California at Berkeley, and lasted about 2 months. Greg Rickman, in particular, details Dick's agoraphobia at the time, something he would overcome later in life. But during this period, Dick had great difficulty eating in public. He stuck to one particular table at one particular restaurant near Art Music in an almost compulsive fashion. Since childhood, he had suffered from a psychological difficulty in swallowing. Rickman refers to this as conversion dysphagia, or globus hysteria. Dick was also still exploring his sexuality and his relationships with women, relationships highly colored by both the experience of his mother and the idea of his twin sister. She died only days after their shared birthday. The China of Gather is not the real China, but a Disneyland for agoraphobics, an early version of the post-apocalypse worlds of novels like Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep and Dr. Blood Money. This may have been Dick's idea of paradise at the time. A nearly limitless world to explore, where all the creature comforts are still intact and there are no deeds to do or promises to keep. None, because there's no one to answer to except oneself. Or, as Verne says, rules and mores don't mean a thing anymore. There's no one here but us. A clean slate. One of the more telling and touching aspects of this paradise is the description of the kitchen in Chapter 4. Here's all this food. More than anyone could eat in a lifetime, and an ideal place to eat it. The civilized world is gone, and Carl/Dick doesn't have to worry about his dysphagia. Also consider Dick's poverty during this period, a time when he and Cleo were buying and eating horse meat from the Lucky Dog pet shop. Buried in Gather is also a Garden of Eden illusion. Barbara and Teddy are the Eves, aggressive seducers, dangling the apple of their sexuality before Carl and Verne. Though Dick never clearly states it, the novel implies that Verne wound up in China, exiled from his normal life, as an escape from Teddy. And when Carl finally takes a bite of Barbara's apple, we've reached the climax of the novel. After that, nothing remains but the final expulsion from the symbolic paradise. Carl Fitter is clearly an analog of Phil Dick, or at least the Dick of that period. There's no room here for a detailed exploration of Phil Dick's childhood. The interested reader should try Greg Rickman's To the High Castle, Philip K. Dick, A Life, 1928 through 1962, published by Fragments West, or Lawrence Sutton's Divine Invasions from Harmony Books. But it's important to understand that much of Carl Fitter's flashback, chapters 14 through 16, can be read directly as autobiography. The life in the East, the relationship with his mother, the separation from his father at an early age, the brief college career. While Carl Fitter is, without argument, Phil Dick, the case for Barbara Mahler as Cleo Apostolidis is much less clear, the parallels much less explicit. I still think, though, that Barbara's character is based heavily on Cleo, or at least Dick's view of Cleo at that time. Note particularly that Carl is constantly afraid of alienating Barbara, and how he places her on a pedestal, reads to her from his philosophy, and treats her as an intellectual equal. A recurring theme in Dick's relationships. The character of Teddy would seem to have a much more obvious basis. Dick's imaginary friend, Teddy, and his possible later use of Teddy as a pseudonym for some of his youthful writings. But it's hard for me to imagine Dick making his imaginary friend, possibly another manifestation of his longing for his dead twin, into the psychotic hellbitch that the Teddy of Gather turns into. I think he may have been working out some of his feelings about his disastrous first marriage, and Teddy represents Dick's view of his first wife, a view tinged with a great deal of bitterness, and probably not completely accurate. Vern Tilden is very probably Dick's first character based on his art music boss and longtime role model, Herb Hollis. Carl's obvious admiration for Vern, and his final break with Vern, prefigured Dick's admiration for and eventual break with Hollis. And the Hollis character template is central to some of Dick's best work, such as the Glenn Runciter in Ubik and Leo Bulero in The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch, as well as a recurring motif in his mainstream work. I think Vern Tilden is also based partially on another art music employee, Vince Lusby, who arranged for Dick to lose his virginity and seems to have shared Vern's fondness for jazz. In the end, Gather Yourselves Together is much more successful as a historical document than as a novel. Gather shows us just how early some of Dick's themes and tropes began to develop. Though it doesn't come close to the tear-your-heart-out intensity of Dick's best work, it remains, I think, a valuable addition to the man's work and an invaluable window into his life. Dwight Brown, Austin, Texas, April 1994. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Gather Yourselves Together by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1994 by the estate of Philip K. Dick. Afterword copyright 1994 by Dwight Brown. Performed by Luke Daniels. Directed by Colleen Willits. Engineered by Sarah Schaefer. Performance copyright 2012 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.